WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after six. It's 59 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. It's no April Fool's joke. The College Station City Council has approved the fire department's request to shut down businesses for up to 24 hours for being overcrowded or for violating any life safety regulation. Fire Chief Jonathan McMahon says three unidentified Northgate bars have caused problems on a weekly basis.
Police and fire marshals have joined forces to try to mitigate the problem. Since 2015, there have been approximately 200 to 300 verbal warnings, 15 written warnings, 23 citations, and one arrest for a failure to provide identification to a law enforcement officer.
The suspension can be ordered by the fire and or the police department. Another change is coming to the organizational chart at the city of College Station. Before Director of Water Services Dave Coleman retires after 13 years, he will move to City Hall as an interim assistant city manager. That's the result of Deputy City Manager Chuck Gilman becoming interim manager after Kelly Templin leaves to run the A&M Systems Rellis campus. Taking over as interim water services director is Alan Gibbs, who moved into the department after being city engineer. City of Bryan officials say new obstacles on selected streets to slow vehicles are having the desired effect.
We are going back to all of our devices, repeating our traffic studies to see what the speeds look like now versus what they looked like originally. Mm-hmm. Preliminarily, speeds are significantly down. The instances of very adverse levels of speeding are reduced tremendously as well. So we're excited about that.
City consultant Gary Schatz on our show says the city recently finished 12 speed humps, which allows vehicles to travel faster compared to speed bumps, which are found in parking lots. College Station school board members will continue to discuss an administration proposal for random drug and alcohol testing of selected 7th through 12th grade students. Mike Nugent was one of two board members at this week's meeting to say they've heard from supporters.
Since the agenda was posted, I've had a few people contact me, and there was genuine excitement.
The proposal would apply to students in extracurricular activities, those who want a parking permit, and students whose parents want their children tested. Renovations are in sight for the last of the Bryan School District campuses that are part of the bond issue approved by voters in November 2014. Formal approval was given by the Bryan School Board this week at Collegiate, the MC Harris Alternative School, and the Hammond Oliver Building at Kent and Memorial. The district's construction manager, Jeff Windsor, says portable buildings will be moved from the Collegiate campus.
One of the first things we want to do is we'll put some pretty ornamental fencing up to completely encompass the school, so the kids will stay on the campus and there's no access for anybody to wander on the campus. When all of those portable buildings leave this area, mm-hmm. we're going to have to do some miscellaneous beautification in that area.
The portable buildings will leave because students in the DAEP, or Discipline Alternative Education Program, and the Star Academy for older middle school students will move to the MC Harris and Hammond Oliver. WTAW News Time is about 9 minutes after six. It's 59 degrees. You can text us anytime during the show at 979-695-1620. Powered by CitibankOnline.com. Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you. This Look at News is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Everybody loves the stock market as long as it's going up. In 2007 and 8, it shot down 38% and took 7 years to recover your wealth. Hello, I'm Debbie Bloyd, and I've got an investment option where you're in control and you're not nervously clinging to an unpredictable stock market. Better yet, you can earn a high rate of return for a fixed rate and no risk to your principal. It's also available for IRA and 401k rollovers. Call me today, Debbie Bloyd, at 979-220-3018. Allow me to help you protect your retirement.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, March 24th, it's Beekeeping Basics. It's growing in popularity in the Brazos Valley. The class is designed for beginners, but veterans' questions will be answered this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21. Brian Broadcasting and the George Bush Presidential Center invite you to hop along to the Bush Presidential Center on Saturday, March 24th for our annual College Station Easter celebration. The event will begin at 9:30 a.m. and include an Easter egg hunt, egg rolls, egg toss, carnival games, bounce houses, face painting, a kite flying contest, door prizes, balloon animals, complimentary refreshments, and photos with the Easter Bunny. The free event will be available for children 7 and under. For more information and to register for prizes, visit bush41.org or call 979-691-4014.
Hey, good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Yes, it is Friday. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
We have breezy conditions and warm temperatures in the forecast for today, along with a fair amount of cloudiness. It's going to limit how much sunshine we can see today. Highs around 80 degrees. Mostly cloudy, breezy tonight. There could be a stray shower, 60 to 65. Tomorrow, clouds with the chance for a shower during the day. We're back to 80. Mostly cloudy, mild, 60 to 65 tomorrow night. Clouds, breezy, maybe a shower for Sunday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Out in Los Angeles, we're fighting Texas Aggie men's hoops. Saw its season come to an end yesterday, actually more like a thud, 99-72. The final score and the loss to Michigan. So we'll hear a little bit from head coach Billy Kennedy, as well as guard Admon Gilder. Also looking forward towards women's hoops, their Sweet 16 game against Notre Dame tomorrow. And Aggie baseball also came out on the losing end last night. So we'll talk about all that more coming up in sports.
You know, what was it, last Sunday or Monday morning, I was talking about how the day before may have been the best day in A&M athletic history.
Right.
Because,
right.
I mean, everything was
going our way.
It was wonderful.
Right.
So I wasn't home when the game started, so I'm listening to baseball.
Oh, so you missed the good part.
Yeah, right. That part where A&M
where it was 0-0.
Yeah, that too, yeah. Mm-hmm. Where the game was tied.
Yeah.
And so I'm listening to Scott do the baseball game, along with Chuck Lenwinkle, and they said, you know, well, we'll have a report for you. And I think they said it was 7-2.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, yeah. Well, that's not too good.
Nope.
And so I listened for another half inning of the baseball, and then they'd fallen farther behind.
Yes.
So then I switch over to 16-20 and hear Dave say, let's go to a break. It's all Michigan. We'll be back in just a minute. And you know, then I get home, and I'm not going to watch that.
No.
I mean, that makes me a two percenter. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I was
oh,
the
yeah.
same way, though. I had it going on my laptop. I was in my room, and I was kind of watching, and then I didn't want to watch, and then I look, and then finally I just shut my laptop down and went to my book.
So then I decided, well, hell, I'll watch the baseball game.
Oh, yeah, that was not good either.
And that didn't even work.
No.
God.
Yeah,
they gotta get the bullpen fixed for baseball,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah,
but yeah, basketball was never in it, man. It was ugly.
Yeah. Okay, so see, Chelsea and I had options.
Yeah, Zach had to be there.
You basically, I mean, what what point do you pull your phone out and start saying, "Hey, I could catch up on an episode of such
Netflix.
And such"? Yeah, do a little Netflix in here.
Well, I had my laptop up there in the press box, and I may or may not have had the baseball game on.
Ah, but see, I mean,
it was also
that,
kind of flipping back and forth.
But that ended up not even going well for a while.
Right? No. There were no options, no good options for Aggie fans.
I bet it was fun watching Michigan shoot the ball. I mean, it was not fun because they were playing us, but holy cow!
Yeah. Everything I mean,
you gotta respect.
Oh
my gosh! They couldn't miss.
No, they couldn't.
Well, and the thing is, I mean, generally sports fans, I mean, they're jerks every place, I understand. Mm-hmm. But generally, sports fans want to win, but they hope that the other team plays well so that you can say, hey, tough loss, sorry,
right.
Good luck to you in the future. I mean, what could Michigan fans say to A&M fans after that?
Well,
there were plenty of talking. I mean, I was up there in the nosebleeds because the press box was up in the top level, and there was one guy who I don't know if he had been talking with an A&M fan already or if he was just annoying to begin with.
Okay, yeah.
But I mean, after everything Michigan did, he would turn around and just start talking and yelling at the Aggie fans.
Well, I said
early on,
jerks.
I don't know how many times he pointed at the scoreboards. Is that good? Is that good?
Oh, I wouldn't be able to handle that.
I took a picture and posted it on Twitter and dumped him. Super Michigan fan. So
well, anyway, and that's unfortunate because again, that's you want that to.
Well, and it's the worst when you're like you're in Los Angeles, you're not even like at home or at their home, and you know you just came to watch the game, and you've got some jerk who just won't even let it go.
Will not let it go, and wants to remind you at every opportunity.
At every opportunity, which there were a lot.
So now,
and by the way, it was it was a large Michigan crowd.
It looked like it on TV, and I knew it sounded like it because they had a lot more to cheer about, but. It looked like there were several people in yellow and blue.
They far outweighed the Aggies.
Well, sure. Well, wouldn't you want to get out of Michigan if it's cold and all that kind of stuff?
Right.
So, you know, just letting you know. All right. Well, we'll
sunny South Carolina. We were just waiting California where it's been raining all week.
Well, we were just waiting for San Antonio. That's why we didn't want to spend money going to L.A.
That was the deal. Just wait for that. So anyway, we'll see what happens. All right. They're putting robots in Walmart. We'll tell you about that today. We're going to talk about the Great Pacific Garbage Patch because it's twice the size of Texas.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah. So we got that happening today. So we'll tell you about that. And, of course, again, it's Friday.
It is.
So we like that.
Finally.
Yep, that's it.
Friday.
If you'll remember, let me see, how long ago did you find that cat in your truck?
Oh, gosh. Ford. It was it was during softball season last year because I was at Olson Field when I found him or parked at Olson, but walking over to the Aggie softball complex to interview Coach Evans.
And
so,
it was the meow that did it, right?
Oh, yeah. It was the meows.
Okay. Well, consider this. Authorities in Martin County, that would be in Florida, responded to an auto repair shop where workers discovered the cause of a woman's car trouble. It was a possum under the hood.
Oh, okay.
Possum.
Oh.
I really thought you were going to say python, and
no,
I was about to cringe.
No, actually.
Possum kind of stinks, too, though.
The woman had brought her car in after spotting an animal's tail moving through the front grill of the vehicle.
Oh.
You know?
I wouldn't have wanted to open it either. Just take it to the auto shop.
Someone
else find it.
That's their problem. That's what I pay them for,
exactly.
To take the possum out from under the hood of my car.
Info.
Mation.
Good job, Zach.
Yeah. Could you hear that?
Was I early?
Yeah. You were a little late. You're on a delay. A bit of a delay.
They're just a little
bit. Yeah, I tried to time that. I actually did it earlier than I normally am, but
I
guess it still didn't work.
It's okay. We'll let you stay on the show because, you know, you're there and you're awake, right?
So thanks, guys. For the most part.
At Zornemann Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zornemann Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
Hello, you've reached Toyota. This is Jan. How can I help?
Oh, Jan, I am so ready for spring. I can't wait to get out of the house and go somewhere.
Sounds like you could use a new Toyota. And now through April 2nd, we have low APR financing on select models.
That's why I called.
Oh, I just love the sounds of spring. The rivers and streams coming alive. The young hatchlings in their nests singing their very first tune.
Oh, here, I've got one.
You got me on that one. What's that?
That's me awakening after a long winter's nap, cruising the open.
Wait.
She just stopped.
Well,
where'd she go?
She was cruising the road and she got out of range.
I know. Well, actually, what I was doing is I was updating the computer. I have to do that to force shows in, as they say.
Oh, okay.
Programming
it.
And so that's when the computer said, nope. Nope, not going to let you do that. So, thanks a lot, computer. We'll do that. And I'm just going to go ahead and roll this out. I wasn't going to say it until later on in the show today, but just so you'll know, because Zach and I will need to communicate during the show.
Okay.
And then Chelsea, you and I communicate from time to time.
Sure.
Via text, and so we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yesterday my phone died.
Oh.
And so I had to finally say goodbye to the Samsung Galaxy 3.
Oh. It like died.
Problem.
Yeah, no.
It went kaput. Oh.
Yeah, the screen went purple and then it went green and then it went black. Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah,
did you get you a jitterbug?
Oh my gosh.
the next best thing. No, I got a Google Pixel XL.
Okay.
So
cool.
Yeah, but I mean
fancy.
Now. Yeah, I know. So but now
but you have the same number?
I do. Well, that's okay. It's just a matter of, you know, now I have to change the security settings on it.
Oh,
and
gosh. So
if I don't
that's the worst.
If I don't answer as quickly on your text
you
today,
didn't
Zach.
Answer in the past.
Yeah, well, that's also true. Well, but we were needing to communicate this morning because, you know, he's off site and all
right.
that.
Right, okay.
So, but
okay.
Anyway, so I got it to the point where I don't have to enter a password every time to answer a text. So that should help in the meantime, just so we
bear
know.
With you.
That's
got
right.
it.
National Chia Day, if you want to do that.
Okay, like chia seeds.
Ooh, yeah.
Like, okay.
And again, don't
chia
spill,
pudding.
Don't spill them in the carpet.
No.
Because you won't pick them up. They'll be there forever.
Forever.
Chip and dip day.
Ooh, I love chip and dip.
Do something a little different on both ends of that equation.
Yeah.
We still have the Lay's up there?
Oh, yeah. The Lay's are gone. The Tostitos are still there.
Now, what does that say for the Tostitos people?
I don't know.
How do they feel about that? I mean, you've been to California, and you may be back, and the bag will still be there.
It probably.
Yeah.
And open. So that the chips get nice and stale.
Yeah, which is always good.
Uh-huh.
I'll still eat them. It doesn't matter.
All right, now see, and that's another thing. Okay, is there much worse than that? I mean, you're ready to open up, you reopen a bag of chips that
you've
had at your house.
Ooh.
And you're, you know, maybe you're just going to eat them plain or you're going to dip them in something, and then there's that.
And they're chewy.
Yeah, and they've got just that they kind of fight with you.
It's like very anticlimactic. You crunch, crunch.
That's,
nope.
That's why you gotta douse them in whatever kind of salsa you can find.
Yeah.
To make it just a flavor carrier. It's speaking of flavor carriers, Melba Toast.
Ooh, Melba Toast.
Yeah.
I like Melba Toast.
Melba Toast, we may talk about that later. We may have time, we may not. I think Melba Toast is a ripoff.
It's Melba Toast Day.
Ooh,
it has a day.
It does. It has its own day.
Okay.
All right. Now, it's also National Puppy Day.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Who doesn't love puppies? Every day is National Puppy Day.
Right. Bad people don't love puppies. That's who.
But how's this for a load of crap? It's also Cuddly Kitten Day.
Oh, well, I guess it means that if you're a dog or a cat person, you can just pick. I'm going puppies.
Give the kittens
and I have
day.
A puppy at home.
Yeah,
he's
there
so
you
cute.
Go. World Meteorology Day, good for them.
All right.
And so we got some birthdays today.
Birthdays for today. We've got Vanessa Morgan. She's turning 25. Played Tony Topaz on Riverdale.
Okay.
Lyria on MTV's Shannara Chronicles.
Yeah.
So there you go. Perez Hilton turning 39
wow.
today.
Wow. Okay.
So, it's been in a, I don't know, lots of shows, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle Monaghan turning 41, plays Ethan's wife, Julie, in the Mission Impossible movies.
Yep.
Mark Wahlberg's wife in the Boston Marathon bombing movie Patriots Day. So also is Woody Harrelson's wife on True Detective, that first season, the good season. Carrie Russell turning 41, The Americans, if you're a big fan of that show.
Mm-hmm.
She was a Mouseketeer, believe it or not.
Wow.
She was along with Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears,
JT,
Justin Timberlake, and J.C. Chase. So there you go. Jason Kidd turning 44.
Okay.
He used to play for the Dallas Mavericks for a little while and was the head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks until he got fired.
Oh, okay.
He's
not coaching Maren anymore?
Maren Hinkle. Do what?
He's not coaching anymore?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure the Bucks fired him. And I'm not a big Milwaukee follower, but pretty sure he got canned.
Okay.
Maren Hinkle is turning 51. She plays Judith on Two and a Half Men.
Oh, yeah.
John Cryer's ex. Oh,
yes.
So there you go. Richard Greco is turning 52. Dennis Booker on 21 Jump Street.
Mm-hmm.
And Booker.
Yeah.
So if you're a big fan of those shows back in the day. He also had a cameo on 22 Jump Street. Let's see here. Katherine Keener turning 58. She's a pretty good actress.
Yeah.
Was Trish in the 40-Year-Old Virgin. Also, the mom, the hypnosis mom on Get Out.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I know that.
Yeah. Amanda Plummer turning 60.
Mm-hmm.
Honey Bunny in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Now, her dad is Christopher Plummer, believe it or not.
Okay.
Captain Von Trapp.
That's the same last
Shaka.
Name.
Go ahead.
I said they got the same last name. Imagine that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Makes sense.
Wow.
Okay.
Chaka Khan turning 64 today. So happy birthday to Chaka.
No music, sorry. Yeah. If you were here, we'd have music. But okay.
Rick Ocasek turning 68.
Oh, wow.
Cars lead singer. Mm-hmm. So too bad we don't have any music because the Cars, great band as well. And that's all I got for birthdays for today.
All right, tomorrow it's Houdini Day, and it's National Chocolate-Covered Raisins Day.
Oh, I love Raisinettes.
Yeah, they're good. Mm. It's also the anniversary of the Exxon Valdez, if you remember that. Okay. That's in 1989. And a little album called Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon made its debut. It was on the Billboard charts for 741 weeks.
Wow.
I'm going to
wow.
think about
you
that.
Had the poster,
wow.
Yeah, you had the poster.
Yep. 741 weeks. All right. Birthdays on Saturday.
Birthdays for on Saturday. Yeah, we got a couple of soap opera with swords people. Kesha Castle mm-hmm. Hughes turning 27. She plays Obera Sand on soap opera with swords. She's also sound operator Donna Mancini on Showtime's Roadies. Finn Jones is turning 29, Iron Fist. He was also Loras Tyrell on soap opera with swords. Uh-huh. Jessica Chastain, she's the redhead from The Zookeeper's Wife, The Help, Zero Dark Thirty, The Martian, mm-hmm. been in a ton of stuff. Sometimes gets confused with Bryce Dallas Howard, but hey, all redheads look alike.
That's right.
Peyton Manning turning 41 hey. On Saturday, mm-hmm. so happy birthday to him. He's still got lots of money despite selling those Papa John's
stuff, franchise. Yeah. He's okay.
Yeah, yeah. Allison Hannigan turning 43. Lily on How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, was on the American Pie movies as well.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Parsons is turning 44. Sheldon on The Big Bang Theory.
Uh-oh.
Went to Klein Oak High School.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's from Houston. Yep. Houston boy. Megan Price is turning 46. She plays Audrey on Rules of Engagement, which is actually a pretty funny show.
Okay.
Also, Rooster's ex-girlfriend, Mary Roth, on The Ranch. Laura Flynn Boyle is turning 47. Don't hear much from her these days.
No.
Was Donna Hayward on Twin Peaks, Helen on The Practice. The Undertaker, wrestling.
Yeah!
Turning 52. Real Great. Name's Mark Calloway. Okay. He lives in Austin, by the way. He's originally from Texas and lives in Austin now. Star Jones is 55, the half the woman she used to be.
Yeah.
She's turning 55 on Saturday. Robert Carradine is turning 63. He comes from a long family of actors. He played Lewis Skolnick in Revenge of the Nerds.
Okay.
Was also in the John Wayne movie Cowboys, if you like that one. Let's see. Louis Anderson is turning 64. There you go, Scott.
He's on Baskets. Yep, right.
Yeah, yeah. Zach Galifianakis, his mother on Baskets.
Yeah, exactly.
Tommy Hilfiger is turning 66.
Uh-huh.
So he's the clothing line man. And Arlie Ermey is turning 73 tomorrow.
Wow.
Sarge.
Yeah. Been in more than
that's all I got for birthdays.
More than 60 films. First of Full Metal Jacket is what you know him for, but been in a lot of films. All right, on Sunday it's Tolkien Reading Day. If you want to curl up with a J.R.R.R.R.R.R. Tolkien, you can do that. And some birthdays on Sunday.
Birthdays on Sunday. Allison Michalki is turning 28.
Okay.
She plays Liv's best friend Peyton on iZombie. So mm-hmm. there you go. Big Sean, he got to date Naya Rivera and Ariana Grande.
Other than that,
I'm not quite sure exactly what
he was in, a really bad jet ski accident at one point.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. He recovered, but it was like really scary, really touch and go.
Yeah, hit like a bridge, didn't he? Something like that.
Wow.
So be careful out there, kids.
Yeah. Yep.
Catherine McPhee is turning 33. Of course, she was the runner-up to Taylor Hicks on American Idol.
Right.
I'd say maybe she's had a better career than him, but hey, who knows? Yeah. She's in Scorpion, by the way. She's a pretty good actress. Danica Patrick turning 35.
Your favorite. Oh,
yeah,
Zach.
My fave, Danica.
Yeah.
So she's now retired from the NASCARs, I believe, but dating Aaron Rodgers, so good for her.
Yeah.
Lark Voorhees, excuse me, is turning 43. Not for sure she's related to Jason or not. Lisa on Saved by the Bell.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. She's had a rough past couple of years. She's an interesting lady. Sarah Jessica Parker is turning 52.
Oh,
yeah.
She's in a feud right now.
Yeah, oh, is she?
Sex in the City.
Yeah, with her Kim Cantrell.
Oh,
her,
that's
her
right.
Sex in the City. They're
that's
like at
right.
it, man.
Yeah.
It's been bad.
Okay.
Lisa Gay Hamilton turning 53. She plays Rebecca Washington on The Practice.
Okay.
All right.
For fans of that show back in the day, Marsha Cross is 55. Breon Desperate Housewives.
Mm-hmm.
Another Desperate Housewives actress, Brenda Strong, turning 57. She's the narrator of the show.
Oh, okay.
Also played Sue Ellen Mischke on Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah.
The heiress to the candy bar company, I believe.
Uh-huh, right.
So she's turning 57 to on Sunday. Elton John turning 70.
Wow.
So don't let the sun go down on him. So he's turning 70. Paul Michael Glazer turning 74. Starsky on Starsky and Hutch.
Mm-hmm.
Aretha Franklin, 75. R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Yep.
And Gene Shalit is turning 91.
Wow.
On Sunday.
All right.
That's all I got for birthdays.
That's all, huh? All right. 6:30.
Hello, you've reached Toyota. This is Jan. How can I help?
Oh, Jan, I am so ready for spring. I can't wait to get out of the house and go somewhere.
Sounds like you could use a new Toyota. And now through April 2nd, we have low APR financing on select models.
That's why I called.
Oh, I just love the sounds of spring. The rivers and streams coming alive. The young hatchlings in their nests singing their very first tune.
Oh, here, I've got one.
You got me on that one. What's that?
That's me awakening after a long winter's nap, cruising the open road in my new Toyota.
Wow, you're good.
Thanks. Bless you.
Yeah, that's another sound of spring. My allergies.
Right now, qualified buyers can get 0% APR financing for 72 months on a new 2018 Toyota Tundra Special Edition. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and N4218.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, earlier this week, we learned yet another deep state leak meant to harm the president. Tuesday, the Washington Compost reports that President Trump congratulated Vladimir Putin for his reelection during a phone call to the Russian leader. Now, the paper reported that Trump's national security advisors specifically instructed him not to congratulate Putin. Well, just one little problem with the latest Trump-bashing narrative. Well, President Obama congratulated Putin on his reelection in 2012. And, of course, the mainstream destroyed Trump media. Well, they are reporting with breathless hysteria this story, but they never commented on Barack Obama. Anyway, yet another example of fake, phony, fraudulent, abusively biased news.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Experts warn of a stock market crash any day now, and you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings again. But you don't have to lose a penny. There's a better, safer way to save for retirement, and you can learn about it in a free report. This method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
GoToMeeting is the collaborative meeting tool trusted by over 18 million monthly users. But how do we make the concept of 18 million more real for you? Well, if you wanted to travel 18 million miles, you could go to the moon and back 36 times and still have a few miles left over for a detour. $18 million could buy you 4.5 million non-fat iced lattes, which would keep you caffeinated from now until the end of your career. Or if you took 18 million standing desk breaks, well, you'd probably be in great shape. Visit GoToMeeting.com to learn why so many people trust us to help them get work done.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing, to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
WTAW News Time is 6:34. It's 59 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com. Good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. The operators of three Northgate bars that are regularly overcrowded are targets of tougher regulations approved last night by the city council. Fire Chief Jonathan McMahon spoke on behalf of giving firefighters and police the option of immediately shutting down businesses for up to 24 hours.
We're trying to be in a situation where when the overcrowding is happening, we don't just write them a ticket and move the people out of the bar and count them, and then 30 minutes later it's overcrowded again.
McMahon says this is a 360 public safety issue.
What if someone's in the bar and yells gun, and then everybody tramples each other trying to get out the door? Or what if there is a fight is inside at the door, and then people trample them trying to get out? It's more than just a fire issue.
The revised ordinance can be used by the fire and police departments starting April 1st. There are more humps in the road on Bryan City streets, which city consultant Gary Schatz explained on our show are different than bumps in the road.
A speed bump you find in a parking lot.
Oh, okay.
Or
oh,
in a parking
right.
garage. A okay. speed hump has a higher passover speed. We installed 12 of those. There were two built back maybe close to 20 years ago along Barrick.
Mm-hmm.
They're
yes.
just other side of 29th from right. the high school. And those were rebuilt to current standards.
Right.
We also just rebuilt the raised crosswalk or the speed table that's behind the high school. So not only is it now more state of the practice to drive over it, it is now completely ADA compliant to go across it.
Schatz also says preliminary results indicate traffic is moving slower at locations of speed humps, narrowing streets by what are called chokers and other traffic calming devices on Bryan streets. The College Station School Board is considering the return of random drug and alcohol testing for some students. Concerns from Board President Jeff Harris includes how students will be selected.
I know some folks that live in one of these districts that have it, a drug testing program that has random testing. What they told me was their son, who happened to be the white National Honor Society student, has been tested 6 times. The star running back is yet to be tested.
This week's proposal would cover students in extracurricular activities, those who want a parking permit, and students whose parents want their children tested. Bryan School Board members at this week's meeting unanimously approved renovation designs at the Bryan Collegiate, MC Harris, and Hammond Oliver Annex campuses. These are the last locations to receive improvements funded by the voter-approved bond issue in November 2014. Superintendent Christy Whitbeck says the renovations won't add more capacity at the MC Harris Alternative School, but they are reducing the number of students by offering them options at other locations.
For example, instead of if you didn't want to commit to going to MC Harris totally, maybe you played football. Or maybe you were interested in something in fine arts, you could go to our lab and you could take online learning for 2 or 3 periods a day and then still continue with the rest of your schedule. Additionally, we have kids in MC Harris that we've got a few now, and we're willing to open that a little bit more, who might, for example, want to work on a welding certification, but they are going to MC Harris, but they may not stay there all day.
The board could award a construction bid as early as May. The renovations will allow portable buildings to be removed from Collegiate. After that, an ornamental fence will be installed around the Collegiate property. Congress has avoided a third federal government shutdown with the passage of a $1.3 trillion spending bill. That's after Republican leadership kept details, in the words of Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, close to the vest. He was asked about that philosophy during his visit on our show.
And I don't like the idea that your leadership keeps things, quote, close to the vest, your words, and then the last minute they give it to you and say, well, this just needs to be done. You're not informed as my representative when that situation happens. What's your comment to that?
Well, two things. One is I don't like it, but number two is I understand it.
The Senate passed the bill just after midnight this morning. This weekend is the 18th annual Living History Weekend at the Museum of the American GI, located along Highway 6 south of College Station. The museum's Alicia Mullins says events include a World War II battle reenactment tomorrow and a World War I reenactment on Sunday.
We have about 70 World War I living historians, about 50 from the Allied side, and about 14-15 or so from the Central Powers.
Sunday is also the debut of a one-of-a-kind World War I tank. More information is online at AmericanGIMuseum.org. WTAW News Time is 6:39. It's 59 degrees. Call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
10 years ago, the BCS Chamber of Commerce started Chamber Day as an opportunity for our board, staff, and volunteers to thank local businesses for the jobs that they have created and for their participation in our economy. On Thursday, March 29th, the Chamber and title sponsor, Brazos County, will once again be visiting local businesses to celebrate their important contributions and take the pulse of the local economy. Please join as a volunteer. Help spread the word about this exciting day. Visit bcschamber.org or call 260-5200 for details.
Let me remind you, let me invite you to be a part of the Twin City Mission Annual Charity Golf Classic. It's Monday, March 26th at the City Course at the Phillips Event Center. Four-person scramble, 9 a.m. shotgun start. To register your team, go now to twincitymission.org. If you don't play, but you still want to help the charities of Twin City Mission, you still want to be a part of the annual Twin City Mission Charity Golf Classic, plenty of sponsorships and partnerships. Call Ron Crozier at 822-7511.
If your roof is leaking from recent hail or high winds, Lone Star Roof Systems has you covered. Lone Star will work with you and your insurance company to make sure the damage is covered. Lone Star Roof Systems is local, fully insured, and backed by a 10-year workmanship guarantee. Call the Lone Star specialists and let them perform a free roof inspection today. Lone Star Roof Systems. They stand behind their work so you can stand under it. Click myaggieroofer.com. No jingles, just roofs.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's at 641. Yes, it is. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community. Where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today, 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
High pressure has shifted east of the region, so that means warmer temperatures for the area. It also means a lot more in the way of cloudiness and the potential for a little bit of rainfall. Of clouds today, it'll be breezy, close to 80. The sun may peak out later in the day. Mostly cloudy, breezy, chance of a stray shower overnight, 60 to 65. Lots of clouds for tomorrow. There could be a stray shower. We're close to 80. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a chance of an isolated shower Sunday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie men's hoops saw its season come to an end last night following the Michigan 99-72 in the Sweet 16. We'll hear from head coach Billy Kennedy as well as junior Admon Gilder. Also looking forward towards the women's game, where the ladies will be taking on Notre Dame tomorrow at 3 o'clock in Spokane. And, of course, Aggie baseball was leading last night, but the bullpen just couldn't hold it against number 5 Ole Miss. So we'll talk about all that more coming up in sports.
So you turned it back on, and, of course, the Aggies blew the opportunity to win and take the lead in the bottom of the 8.
Mm-hmm. And I decided, they had the bases loaded, right?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, and then a kind of a controversial put out at second base. And then... Apparently, at Olsen Field, the umpires have to run off of the field to go off the field to look at
the reviews.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that happened very often. Anyway, then they were having technical difficulties.
Oh, gosh.
And then they start. So then, of course, the announcers start telling stories. And the more they look at it, they go, oh, wait, no, he really wasn't safe. He's out. I wonder if they're going to see that. Mm. And they didn't. But didn't matter. The Aggies didn't score. And then, of course, the bottom of the ninth, looking for Olsen Magic, and that guy pitched and just mowed him down.
Mowed him down.
He did. He struck out two. I don't know if he struck out three, but I mean, just boom. That's it.
Well.
Yeah.
You got another one today.
That's right. One today and then one tomorrow. And, of course, the crowd was horrible because, you know, first of all, Thursday night's a bad night for baseball because kids party on Thursday night.
Yeah.
Because today's Friday.
Well, now you can pregame with the beer garden.
Yeah. Oh, is that right? They got that going on now, too?
Yeah, they got the beer garden down the left field line.
Wow. Well, I think they've got two. They've got one down the left and one down the right. But it's like $5 to get in, and then the beer is about $9.50, I think.
Well,
so I don't think a lot of college kids will be going into
the beer probably garden. Not. But at least the option's there. It's a little
there. It's there.
That's what you'd call a revenue stream.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway. So we're not going to talk a lot of politics, but I thought there was one kind of cute quote. So they're making a change in the Trump administration. Imagine that. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster is gone, or will be, and he's replaced by United Nations Ambassador John Bolton, who's been on Fox News forever.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'd recognize he's got a little mustache.
Okay.
And anyway, so the deal is that it doesn't happen until the 9th of April. So does he get to does Bolton get to stay on the Fox News up until then? So he'd drawn that paycheck, which would be kind of interesting. And they were asking him about the latest White House leak, which has to do with, I think, Trump congratulated Putin on winning, and they told him not to, and he didn't get the memo and all that sort of stuff. So, and he had said on Fox yesterday,
you cannot expect other foreign leaders to be candid and open in their conversations with the president if some munchkin in the executive branch decides they're going to leak the talking points of the transcript or any other aspect of it.
I love that.
Munchkin.
There's a little munchkin running around in the White House who's doing security leaks.
Okay.
Leaking munchkins. Boy, that could be any number of things.
Oh, gosh.
It?
Yeah.
There have been a lot of those for this administration, by the way.
Yeah, leaking munchkins.
I don't recall there being this many leaks before in recent history.
Yeah. Good point.
Stock market went into full panic mode yesterday, dropped about 700 points after the Trump administration announced tariffs on $48 billion worth of Chinese imports. Can you name anything in your world that's not made in China? I mean, really.
Oh, gosh, I know.
There's a lot of stuff that's made in China.
Yeah.
So this is going to be not everything, clearly, that comes from that country, because we do get a lot of stuff from that. But anyhow, they're going to do some restrictions also on Chinese investments. Trump says that he's taking those steps in response to theft of technology, which they've been doing for decades
forever.
Over there.
But he's tired of it.
Yep, there you go. He wants to slam the door on that.
Yep.
So they're stealing our technology.
Yep. And I mean, because you can find software programs for sale on the street for like a dollar. You know, that's our technology that they're doing. So the stocks dropped. Investors fear that there might be a global trade war between the world's largest economies. I don't know if that'll happen, but anyway, panic has ensued on Wall Street.
Yeah,
and it'll probably happen again today. So that's okay. That gives all those business channels something to talk about. It's 6:47.
Are you tired of slow, bad internet? Well, there are amazing new internet plans from Viasat. Starfire, your local Viasat retailer, is excited to roll out brand new, super fast internet plans that are available no matter where you live. These are all new plans with up to 50 megabyte per second speeds. You may not know what that means, but believe me, it's fast. Give them a call at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788, and they'll explain everything. If you choose to order service, one of their local installation technicians will get you connected immediately. Starfire is a locally owned business operating right here in the Brazos Valley. Say goodbye to slow internet. Call them at 979-279-2788. That's Starfire, 979-279-2788. They're looking forward to hearing from you. Terms and restrictions apply. See Viasat.com for details.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, March 24th, it's Beekeeping Basics. It's growing in popularity in the Brazos Valley. The class is designed for beginners, but veterans' questions will be answered this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
What kind of a message does your home's entry extend to your visitors? Hopefully it's a cheerful welcome. Too often, however, our entries are less than exciting. The truth is, they deserve our extra attention and planning. They're our best chance to make a good first impression on all who pass by or stop for a visit. Your entry is the highlight of your landscape. We'll talk about it right after this message. If you want the most useful reference book in Texas gardening, I believe Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening to be exactly that. I self-published this book so I could have exactly the book I always wanted to have for you. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in the Lone Star State, and Chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Every book goes outside. It's not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's not a revision of my cowboy boot book from 1991. $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week, 800-752-752. Grow, or order anytime at neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com. Landscape architects refer to the front garden as being a visual funnel where attention is drawn toward the neck of the landscape, the neck of the funnel. Not too surprisingly, that neck is the main entry to your home. In almost all cases, it's plainly visible to the front. You really need to step back and take an objective look at how well your landscape reflects that visual funnel theory. It really does work. Look around town at other successful plantings and you'll see it in place almost every time. It all starts with our using taller plants off to the sides. Tall trees, tree-form shrubs, and tall, bold shrubs are planted near the corners of the house. Additional plantings are tapered down toward the front door. Don't be afraid, however, to punctuate your landscape at the entry with a small accent tree or other dramatic interruption of the tapered plantings. Tree-form yaupon hollies and crepe myrtles are two of the most common choices, but there are many others just as well suited. Place this accent carefully so it's in keeping with the rest of your plantings. Be sure it doesn't break the line of sight to and from the front door. In fact, you may even want to flare your planting bed out to give the accent plant ample room so it doesn't crowd the walk or the house. Most of these small trees should probably be planted no closer than 10 feet from a building. No single part of the entryway landscape is any more visible than the front walk. Leave no stone or concrete walk unturned as you rethink your entry. Tearing out one sidewalk and replacing it with another isn't all that difficult or expensive. We're blessed with some fabulous options in today's landscaping market. Interlocking concrete pavers are easy to place. In fact, in many cases, they can actually go down right over the existing walk. In most cases, it's a job that even a home gardener can accomplish, but there are also talented landscape contractors who can do you a picture-perfect job. Other choices include exposed aggregate concrete, flagstones, patterned concrete, even wooden decking if you're on a sloping area. Your main considerations in using and choosing a new walk, it needs to be attractive, smooth, and safe, and it needs to be within your budget. Straight lines may be the shortest distance between two points, but a gentle curve can look a lot more natural. Add the final zip to your design with an entryway container garden and maybe landscape lighting. Your entryway can be a real joy for those who come to see you. I'm Neil Sperry, and that's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. An ugly end to a pretty season for Fighting Texas Aggie men's hoops as it fell to Michigan last night 99-72 in the Sweet 16 in Los Angeles. Now the Aggs were no match for the Wolverines, who hit 14 of 24 three-point attempts. Guard Admon Gilder called it frustrating.
It was kind of hard to see because, you know, I was just wondering when they were going to miss, and so when they was able to hit the three ball so well, then it kind of opened up their, you know, the driving lanes, and then they was able to get into the lane. And so like again, we came out in the second half and gave ourselves opportunity, but you know, they came out and played hard as well, and so it just, we couldn't get to that point where we come back.
Now, even though Michigan had a hot shooting night, Aggie coach Billy Kennedy said it was turnovers that did his team in.
We turned the ball over five times in the first 8 minutes, and they had 15 transition points in the first half. That was big. The turnovers hurt us, and we had some good shots the first 3 or 4 minutes of the game, and we didn't make them, and it led to transition baskets.
Tyler Davis scored 24 points, and Robert Williams added 12 for the Aggs, who wrap up the year at 22-13. Meanwhile, Michigan advances to take on Florida State in the Elite Eight tomorrow. Also advancing were Loyola Chicago and Kansas State. Now, some games today, Clemson squares off with Kansas at 6:07. West Virginia meets Villanova at 6:27. Syracuse and Duke go out at 8:37, and Texas Tech takes on Purdue at 8:57. On the women's side of the court, the Aggies are in Spokane tomorrow, taking on Notre Dame in the women's Sweet 16. Tip-off for that one is slated for 3 p.m. with broadcast right here on WTAW. Well, spring practice continues to roll on for Fighting Texas Aggie football. New coach Jimbo Fisher says he's invented an easy way to teach his players a system.
You install it, and then you practice it. If they don't do it, you do it again. If they don't do it, you do it again. If they don't do it, you do it again. You do it till they do it right. And then you do it till they can't do it wrong. And let them learn to like it.
Now the guys will have today off to take part in the big event at Twin City Mission. On the baseball diamond, the 12th-ranked Aggies dropped their series opener against number 5 Ole Miss last night, 5-4. The Maroon and White held a late 4-2 lead, but closer Nolan Hoffman surrendered 3 runs in the top of the 8th. Here's Coach Rob Childress.
Well, and that's part of it. When you're a short reliever and finishing games, you're either the hero or the goat. There's no in-between, and give Ole Miss credit. I mean, they came and strung 4 hits together. Tough chance at third base. It was a hit, and, you know, we look up in right field, and, you know, the ball gets away from us for a couple extra bases, and that ends up being the deciding run. Had our shot in the second inning with the bases loaded, nobody out. We only come away with one. And again, in the 8th, we got the guys that we wanted to play, and their reliever was able to get 2 big punch outs.
Coach and the guys will look to bounce back tonight when they square off with the Rebels again at 6 o'clock. Broadcast will be on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. For 8th-ranked softball, they'll be in action tomorrow when they kick off a 3-game series against number 6 Florida. First pitch is at 4 p.m. with coverage on Willie 1550 and RadioAggieland.com. Texas A&M men's swimming and diving is in 18th place following day 2 of the NCAA championships. Junior Sam Thornton earned first-team All-America honors with a 6th-place finish in the 1-meter springboard dive. Day 3 of competition gets underway today at 6 p.m. Back out on the court, Eric Gordon scored 22 points and James Harden dished in 21 as the Houston Rockets edged the Detroit Pistons last night 196 in overtime. Meanwhile, Donovan Mitchell finished with 26 points as the Utah Jazz downed the Dallas Mavericks 119-112. Both Dallas and Houston will have tonight off, but the San Antonio Spurs are back in action as they host Utah at 7:30. And on the ice, the Dallas Stars are back at home tonight as they welcome the Boston Bruins to town at 7:30. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by WC Tractor. From Los Angeles, I'm Zach Taylor.
Whether you have a swimming pool or looking to build one, trust the Pool Guy. With a large professional staff, the Pool Guy can properly maintain your swimming pool, saving you time and money. The Pool Guy is the only local service center trusted by all major manufacturers to service their products. Any pool repair, large or small, the Pool Guy's experienced technicians can handle it. For pool supplies, toys, and free water testing, visit the pool store. Trust the experience of the Pool Guy to ensure your pool construction and maintenance is done right. Call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
All right, Grandpa, this is the newest vehicle on the market.
It's a golf cart.
It's not a golf cart. It's Club Car's new Onward, a new personal transportation vehicle.
What's so special about it?
Well, it's really cool. You can customize it with genuine Club Car accessories. Choose gas or electric, lifted or non-lifted, 2 or 4 passenger. Then pick the color, seats, sound system, and more.
Does it serve coffee?
No, but it has built-in safety features like predictable handling and highly visible LED lighting.
I see.
Oh, and you can flip this back seat down to haul tools and mulch and flip it up for Abby and Katie to ride along.
Your little sisters would love that. And so would I. Well, I guess I just have one question.
What's that?
Do the neighbors have one yet?
Onward from Club Car. Great for getting around your neighborhood, your property, and even the golf course. Go to clubcar.com to find yours locally at Aggieland Golf Cars on Highway 30. Financing available on site. Shop now at AggielandGolfCars.com.
You put your mower through a lot. All that back and forth on all those acres can add up to thousands of miles. Gravely Commercial Mowers are built for all-day performance, helping you get the job done season after season. And right now, you can get between $1,500 and $2,400 off select Gravely Commercial zero-turn mowers during the Gravely Mow the Distance sales event. Simply visit ASAP Equipment at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road today.
ASAP Equipment, your local independent Gravely dealer. Hurry, sale ends March 24th. Gravely, built to mow the distance.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, about a minute till. You know, you just touched on it, but it continues to be crazy. Gonzaga loses. Kentucky loses. I mean, this is,
yeah,
it's just nuts.
Yeah, that Loyola Chicago team. Yeah. I know they just beat Nevada, but still.
Well, and it's just, and well, even the old lady thought they were going to lose.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, she didn't pick them.
But I mean, it, and of course, I forget that bald-headed guy's name who's on the SEC network. But you know, Kentucky basketball fans are almost as obnoxious as Alabama football
fans.
Ooh,
yeah,
that was all they could talk about yesterday. Well, you know, they're going to make the Final Four now, and they had this feature story on Calipari, and then they lose.
Yep,
I mean,
yep.
Just what a strange, strange year.
Yeah, it has been.
Hey, it's going to be 82 today and very windy. Gusts up to 30 miles an hour, probably lower to mid-80s all the way through Tuesday. 59 right now at 7 o'clock. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW. College Station, Brian.
More terror in France. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A hostage-taking drama. Fox's Simon Owen is live in our European bureau.
Dave, French police saying officers have surrounded a supermarket in the small town of Trèves in southern France following reports a man had taken hostages and unconfirmed reports that he's pledged allegiance to ISIS. A police source saying at least one hostage has been killed, although the mayor of Trèves says all the other hostages who were in the supermarket have now been freed, the incident believed to be still ongoing. A short time before the siege began, a police officer was shot and injured in another town close by. Dave.
Simon, fear of a trade war may lead to more losses on Wall Street. Futures are